Good day, everyone, and welcome to the Interfaith Protecting Immigrant Families call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Please note that this call may be recorded, and I will be standing by if you should need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn today's conference over to Lee Morrow, Press Secretary of the Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice. Please go ahead.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today. We're here today because President Trump has released his new public charge rule that threatens millions of immigrant families. We're joined by faith advocates who have all worked to resist this damaging rule, and each will now say a few words. Our first speaker today will be Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of Network Lobby for Catholic Social Justice.
Thank you so much, Lee. It's horrifying to realize that President Trump's approach to immigrant families here legally in the United States is to deny them access to essential services. Many of these immigrant families are doing the most menial tasks in our society. They are not making enough money to support their families. They're here legally and legally allowed to use a variety of safety net services geared for low-income families. This public charge rule is a full-scale assault on these hard-working low-wage workers. What we need to also know is that these essential programs that they're legally entitled to are at really the keys for them being able to support their families and thrive here in the United States. President Trump is literally taking food off the tables of our neighbors while padding the pockets of the corporate owners, not forcing the corporate owners to pay living wages, but rather saying, we're going to penalize legal immigrants at every turn. It's wrong. And in my view, it's sinful, meaning that it goes against the human dignity that we value as Catholics. So Catholic sisters and activists have come together with our interfaith partners to say, no, this is wrong, and we will continue to resist the rule's implementation. Thank you so much for this opportunity to express our horror at this very bad step. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Sister Simone. Our next speaker is Liza Lieberman, the Director of Public Policy at Maison, a Jewish Response to Hunger.
Thank you, Lee. This is Liza Lieberman. I'm really sorry to have to be on this call today, but I'm really proud to stand with Interfaith Partners, who have for years and years stood strong on these issues of human dignity and basic human needs. Today, we at Maison are truly sickened by the Trump administration's most recent attack on immigrant families. This, of course, is targeting immigrants with proper documentation who accept temporary help from federal assistance programs. This, as we know, this regulation undermines decades of U.S. policy, and it threatens, as well, the stability of American farms and businesses, our general economy. Many businesses use low-wage immigrant workers access programs like SNAP in order to survive. So we really see that the Trump administration is making history in all the wrong ways. We've seen this time and again. For the first time with this move, U.S. immigration officials will be instructed to consider non-cash basic needs benefits. So that includes vital food assistance programs from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. So they'll be instructed to consider these non-cash basic needs benefits in considering immigrants' qualifications for admission or adjustment of their status. We know that this will largely impact family reunification cases. They'll also introduce an unprecedented income test and negatively weigh factors in immigration cases, including age, family size, medical conditions, and English language. It's deeply troubling on many, many issues. Even before today's final rule announcement, one of the most staggering pieces of this, immigrant families, mixed status families have been electing to forgo nutrition assistance to avoid jeopardizing their immigration cases. We feel that this is all part of the Trump administration's attempts to move toward what it calls a merit-based immigration system, which is, again, deeply troubling. Many faith-based organizations submitted comments earlier, I guess it was last year or this fall, during the comment period. In Mazon's comments, we highlighted that an estimated one-third of U.S. citizens, potentially 107 million people, would fail to meet the revised public charge standards that we've seen that we're seeing published this week. So today we stand resolved in our commitment to fight against this unreasonable and vindictive policy. It is very clear that this is not who we are. It's not who we are as a faith community, as Americans. As Jews, we understand the deep and devastating implications of this policy. We've seen this in prior generations. This cruel policy is an affront to our values and to thousands of years of our teachings. Furthermore, as an American anti-hunger organization, this policy is contrary to Mazon's deeply held belief that everyone deserves access to the resources they need to feed themselves and their families. This would really put people in an impossible situation where they're forced between accepting government assistance and living in safety in the country they call home. So with that, I'll hand it back to you, Lee. Thank you again for Network's leadership in this area. We're proud to stand with you.
Thank you so much, Liza. Up next, we have Jen Smyers, Director of Policy and Advocacy for Church World Service.
Great. Thank you so much, Lee, and thank you for everyone for being on the call. Church World Service represents 37 Protestant, Anglican, and Orthodox denominations and communions in the United States, and we strongly condemn this public charge rule. This is the latest attempt by this administration to make immigrants' lives miserable and to make immigrants afraid. And that's why it's imperative that as people of faith, we reject this rule and we reject those goals. U.S. policy should not aim to make people afraid to bring their kids to the doctor, afraid to attend English classes, afraid to do what they need to do for their family. This is part of the anti-family and anti-immigrant agenda of the Trump administration. And we know that this is putting in place policies that value money over families. It's going to keep families separated. It's going to reduce family-based immigration by disqualifying them or making them fear that they're being disqualified based on use of public benefits or potential use of benefits in the future. And it will drastically slash legal immigration, which we know is the aim of this administration. It will penalize people for doing what they can for their family during difficult times, and it will send a message that your family doesn't matter unless you're wealthy. Your family doesn't matter unless your family's never struggled or needed public benefits. We know as people of faith that your worth as a person is not defined, your merit is not defined as a person by your income, your job, your level of education, or if you've had to use public benefits to make ends meet in the past. This rule obliterates the American dream and makes it a thing of the past where you could come to this country with nothing but pennies in your pocket and make a life for yourself. It says that families don't deserve to be reunited unless they meet certain wealth criteria, education criteria, and employment criteria. And it's already having a chilling effect on populations, even populations that are exempt, like refugees and asylees, and others who are not impacted but are fearful that they may be. And that's why we're calling on Congress to pass H.R. 3222, the No Federal Funds for Public Charge Act, and we're calling for Congress and everyone to do everything they can to stop this from taking effect.
Thank you so much, Jen. Our next speaker is Faith Williams, the Senior Manager of Government Relations for the National Council of Jewish Women.
Thank you, Lee. As Lee just said, hi, everyone. My name is Faith Williams, and I'm the Senior Manager of Government Relations at the National Council of Jewish Women. I'm also a co-chair of the Interfaith Immigration Coalition. The National Council of Jewish Women is a 125-year-old grassroots advocacy organization working to improve the lives of women, families, and children. The Interfaith Immigration Coalition is made up of 53 diverse faith organizations working for humane and equitable immigration reforms. This public charge rule destabilizes families and vulnerable people and will lead to more family separation. All faith traditions believe in the human dignity and value of all people, regardless of where they come from, their income, or their immigration status. And as an organization inspired by Jewish values, the Torah commands us 36 times to welcome the stranger. It's also in our cultural DNA. Jews are a refugee and immigrant people. For those whose families came at the turn of the last century or before, many would not have been allowed into the U.S. under this rule because they were not educated, did not speak English, or could not immediately support themselves. Further, after the Immigration Act of 1924, many Jews were denied entry to the country on the basis of being a public charge, which continued during the Holocaust when millions tried to flee. MCJW has organized the Jewish community and our interfaith and secular partners to expose Stephen Miller as the architect of the Trump administration's anti-immigrant agenda and to call for his removal from the White House. Miller is a white supremacist whose ideal is zero people immigrating to the U.S. despite his own family's history. Stephen Miller is behind this rule, make no mistake. He badgered Department of Homeland Security officials to finish the rule and is reported to have a, quote, singular obsession with the rule. To put it simply, and as others have ably said, this rule is a wealth test that forces families to choose between staying together and meeting their family's basic human needs. The rule started hurting immigrants long before today, even though it technically won't go into effect until October, by creating a chilling effect. Immigrant families are avoiding accessing public services for fear of this rule. The rule will most harm children, people with disabilities, LGBTQ immigrants, survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, and seniors. Writ large, this rule targets people of color and is part of an effort by this administration to criminalize and to marginalize people of color, including immigrants of color. Prior to the rule being published this week, MCJW, which is a member of the Protecting Immigrant Families campaign, submitted our official comment, and we partnered with TRUA, the Rabbinic Call for Human Rights, to generate hundreds of comments in opposition to the rule. The Interfaith Immigration Coalition's member organizations also galvanized their own members to turn out comments opposing the rule. The Interfaith Immigration Coalition has issued press statements and toolkits, lobbied members of Congress, and even organized a community and comments gathering, a space with food and community where people could come together to submit comments. So instead of attacking and terrorizing families, the Department of Homeland Security should give immigrants the tools they need to stay together and remain healthy and productive. And further, Congress should investigate Stephen Miller's role in the public charge rule and expand its oversight of the Trump administration's harmful and devastating anti-immigrant, anti-asylee, and anti-refugee policies. We are going to continue to fight back, and we will not stop. Thank you so much, Lee.
Thank you, Faith. Our final speaker today is Kelsey Herbert, Campaign Manager at Faith in Public Life.
Thank you so much. As a multi-faith network of over 55,000 faith leaders across the country, Faith in Public Life unequivocally opposes the Trump administration's punitive, immoral changes to the public charge rule. As people of faith, we believe that no matter where you are from, what language you speak, or how much money you have, all families have dignity, belong together, and need access to affordable health care, housing, and food. Immigrants of all income levels are full and beloved members of our communities and must be treated as such. This public charge policy change would dramatically reshape who we welcome as newcomers and would also impact immigrant families already legally in the United States. To say that only the rich are welcome here is not only far from American values, but deeply contrary to our faith obligation to care for the vulnerable among us. Many of our shared faith values are clear. We must welcome the stranger, love our neighbor, and treat all people, rich and poor, with dignity because we are all created in the image of God. Expanding the public benefits considered in the public charge to include non-cash benefits such as SNAP, Section 8 housing, and non-emergency Medicaid will undeniably increase poverty, including among children, and instability in our communities. This rule change will force parents to make an impossible decision between providing for their families and being forced to leave the country. This violates human dignity and the sanctity of the family. This rule change not only subjects our neighbors to needless hardship, it seeks to divide our communities along the lines of race, class, and place of birth. This rule drop comes just weeks after rumors of potentially setting the number of refugees admitted in FY20 at zero, a week after a racially motivated shooting that killed 22 innocent people in El Paso, and the president's inability to outright reject the growing threat of white supremacy, and just days after one of the nation's largest raids. The Trump administration continues to send a strong, unwavering message that their goal is to exclude current and future immigrants from being a part of this country. The faith community has spoken out at every turn at this administration as they've attacked immigrant families and communities. We do so again today, and we'll continue to do so as long as politicians seek to exploit immigrants and turn neighbor against neighbor. Across our diverse traditions, we share a religious commitment to treating newcomers of our nation with the same dignity, respect, and compassion that everyone deserves. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelsey, and thank you all for joining our call today. Faith advocates will continue to resist this damaging rule and work towards justice for all immigrants. Thank you all.